me hurt. I love you so bad.
For true?
What do you mean?
You more rest me,
girl. I love you. I would do anything at all to come for you. I love you like a bunch of love, pig.
Okay, the voices you will hear next will be those of Queen and PC Broom. Let me say a very good evening to the presentation team.
Yes, good evening. It's Tuesday once again. Tuesday. You know, you just want a few minutes here with a watch. Nobody don't. This is one of these, Ken, to tell you time now. I can't remember the last time I watched.
Oh dear, I still have my watch, man.
Yeah. Oh,
that is true. Good evening.
Good evening, please. Good evening to VOB 92.9 FM Country. Good evening to Mr. Ken Husbands, of course. Good evening to UPC Bros. Good evening to everyone listening far, abroad, over and away, all the way in St. Lucie and St. Philip. Pleasant night again to you. But it's true, no, Ken got on a watch.
Yeah, Ken got on
a watch. I made it over.
By working.
It's
working, man. It got your name on it, too.
The watch you had every day. Are you just by that?
Man, I had it so long. I had this watch 30 years ago. Long.
Why would I be a watch angel?
Raymond Wild, but it's real nice, yeah.
Around the globe that the share of watches down 68% or something like that, they're near 70%
That's right.
Nobody know my watches, no, everybody use a cell phone.
That's correct.
Boy.
Cell phone over everything, cameras. Nobody buy cameras no more.
Exactly.
Calculators.
Calculator too, right?
Everything now. So, yes, people don't even use people don't even walk with pens no more, you know that?
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
People stuck everything into the phone. You tell somebody, listen, they want to go to the supermarket and buy X, Y, Z, A, B, C. They take out the phone, open up a little manual, thing or whatever, a little sticky note in the phone, and took everything for that. It's going to meet in. People are going to meet in now to turn it with just the phone.
Yes, that's right.
Stuck everything into the phone. Technology is taking us now. So, Ken, you got to get rewatch.
Good luck with that.
You are right. Good luck with that, boy. I getting down with this watch.
All right. Good evening, people. Yeah, hope everybody's doing well. Everybody's fine. You know, really hard to crop over this crop over season now. Anybody gearing up for the crop over, who like to go, will go. Who don't want to go, will stay home and criticize all the songs as usual, called broadcast. I don't have every song to hear.
Yep.
You know, but you got.
I started already.
You got to sift through everything.
You got to listen to everything.
You got to sift through. You're going to find some good songs. You're going to find some that.
Yeah. But then again, you, Yeah, you know, something that's got a song that you hear the first time. Man, it's fair, it was all foolish and stuff. But every season done, you know, you come in and singing that song, you know.
Yeah, you can't get that song.
Yeah, you can't get that song. You had it all
at all. Exactly. So, get some of the tunes a little chance to hear it. Of course, if you're on the audience, is a more mature audience, or they would be more into the social commentary.
Yes.
Yeah, the kind of songs they hold plastic by and big ivory with singing plastic. So, not necessarily bend down and arch your back and cock up and things, that kind of song. They may not sit very well with the OB family, you know. They may be more into the social commentary. A lot of social commentary they be finding there on VOB 92.9 Charlie. One or two songs up there that started to get a little road. There's a horse fan. Now tonight, call your friends, call your neighbors, call your family, call up everybody, because tonight we want to look at, I think we want to look at two scenarios tonight.
Yes. We get them at two for one special tonight.
Buy one, get one free.
Right, because one can dovetail into the next or whatever, right?
Correct.
Oh, no. But we always talk about for better and for worse when people in a relationship, you know? Uh-huh. But then there's always got the other side that no money, no love. You can't love without money and so on. But your business is getting a relationship and what things that you would generally like to purchase for your sweetheart or you would like to have for yourself. And even though you might be planning down the road to have certain things, sometimes we just have certain things that's happening in life that just, but you know, you've got massive breaks like the Prime Minister was saying. You can't at this particular juncture in life, even with your children, sometimes you're probably your child a bicycle or something, so, and then something happens, you really got to fall back on your word.
Correct.
And you've got some people that can afford anything. Mm-hmm. It matters not if Tuesday come and Good Friday. Then they'll be able to buy anything, anytime, any place, anywhere. They just go and they don't know half the price.
Correct.
PC rooms.
PC rooms, no, boy. You have to look at boys. Great money's not let me answer.
You know, boy. Things tight. Things rough up there.
He just reckon I ever sent you.
Yeah, these and that's all things, boy. I watch a woman on TV. She's 75 years old. She got about to work, yeah. She just retired because I can't make enough money. Woman, I see her. I watch the ABC News this evening. I said, "Geez, things rough up there, boy."
So she's gonna do watch my work. She's gonna do watch my work, no? She's gonna do push up work. I said, "Marvin."
I know she's gonna do what it wants. She's talking about work. 75 years old, boy.
Right, so it rough all around.
It rough all around, man.
It really rough all around. And especially in this climate, you gotta you know. Cross your T's and dot your I's. Look at everything.
Correct.
But sometimes you just tell yourself, if you know we had COVID for the last 2 years, you know that we ain't had no crop over for the last 2 years, you know.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
And I've got some people that love the crop over. Hard on soft this year, they're going to jump, they're going to tanks, they're going to cooler parties, they're going to breakfast parties, they're going to fedding. God, they didn't tell themselves, I just shut up in the house for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can enjoy myself. And you know, for a fact, PC Brown, there are people who state proper loans and carnival loans.
Yes, correct. I know that. Right?
Go to the bank, every proper or whatever, and take out a little $5,000 loan. Because this is their party money, costume money, drinks money, everything for the season. Okay. And they don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then man come here, go back and give the bank a little $300 or $400 and clear that loan and start fresh every year. People in Barbados do that every single year. No problem.
Yep.
So this is what you're looking at here now. Because in this little delicate little plot here that we're looking at, we have to look at gifts, what is considered a gift or an advancement from the other, you know, the opposite sex. Is there a price limit on gifts? If a man should accept, for instance, should a man in a relationship accept a gift of a watch? I'm looking at Kenny watch. Kenny watch is very expensive. Kenny watch is a little $30 watch from Small Street. Not a little couple of jewelry store.
You're right. It lasts 30 years. So it
lasts 30 years. So that's a $30 watch from a little store in Swan Street. That many rainfall that in the sticker number, and you have the clock and thing. Then I'll pay the watch. So, should a man, for instance, accept a gift, a little $500, which is the reason I've been priced watch in today's, you know, in terms of the watches out there, a little $500 citizen watch from some person of the other sex.
Right.
Should a woman accept a necklace from a fellow at work, you know, as a gift? or are we only limiting just to books? Because you work as a player, so you work here, can roll on the journey, you always give a nice inspirational book, you know. Some people say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. However, if you give a watch, the K1, and you can't have one, you don't give your watch.
Yep.
You understand? So is there a particular protocol for accepting this? Now, today, so we bring you back round to this scenario, first scenario for the night. All right, proper overtime.
Yep.
This girl working in a nice place, decent place, with a group of people that every year from over there to jump together. That's their thing. Then they sign into this band, all five or six of them, girls and boys would jump in this particular band, you know, normally. So during the pandemic, every month they say they can't wait to pop over, come around, so they can jump and ting. So her boyfriend to tell her, because she don't really live, $80 little costumes and $100 costumes and these them, you know, the little community bands and things.
Yeah.
The group that they're jumping is the middle to high end kind of Kaluma bands.
You're right.
The costumes is start at around $700-$800. You know that bands, right?
Right, yes.
But nice costumes. You got security, you don't got to worry about the bodyboard in the band, you got food and drinks, all kind of things. So that's the band everybody at work is jumping.
All inclusive.
All inclusive, everything. You got bar, you got run and hide in the bush on that so they while you were there on that so. These bands has got a
bathroom, air conditioned bathrooms, man.
Air conditioned bathroom and everything. You don't got run and hide in the bush or beg nobody to the gap to use the bathroom on that so. So it's one of those kind of nice bands.
Yeah.
But things less tight at home with her and her boyfriend. Got apartment to pay for, they got a child, she's the cabin, she's sick father, things a little tight. And you know, even though she's a wall jump. She was a little hesitant with the money. But your boyfriend tell you earlier in the year, man, you put half and you can enjoy yourself. Because you know you watch them.
Yeah.
She didn't even put it the half as a little strength and she, you know. So now like, coming around now, they might work and discussing the Kaluma ban and blah, 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 and the down payment. You know, you got to get these people the down payment. You don't just walk in there the same morning, unless you're near Rihanna. You don't just walk in the same morning, that's Kaluma, they see one costume. These people just have a registration there, down payment, get measurable, all that kind of thing. These people that do weeks out from Kaluma there.
Yeah.
So she at work talking and the girls talking and, you know, they say, well, you know, tomorrow is registration there and you're going to register tomorrow. Yeah? And she said, well, I ain't know if I can make this year this year. I can't make this. And the money's in there. My boyfriend ain't working right now. Basically, he's not working.
Right.
He defended his country for a little fall out and he might come now because he thinks a little he's off, he work here, so you know, Tory season done now. What he used to do in thing now, the money in there.
Right.
Anyhow, this fella at work tells you, ma'am, you do use the life of the party with you on there, you know, we because this is years, we know we jumping together. Use the life of the party with this thing, I mean like man, no man, you can't sit here coming. This is what we do for you. I think the fella got a little dollar too. Yeah, me know, you know what I'm saying. He got a nice little dollar. he probably practically owned the business that there's work at. He don't want nothing. So he tells you, listen, there's $400 here. Go pay the down payment. And don't worry about the costume. I pay for your costume this year. Don't worry about nothing. She said, no, I can't. Don't do it. You know what I mean? That's me. They got one eye paint squeezed, but they got the other eye open.
Right, yeah.
But she also said, no, and anybody went, no, don't do this here, don't do this. And he said, I insist, all of you just move as a group all the time, man. I insist, hold this, go up here for the thing. Then, for the payment, Joe, don't worry about nothing. You don't worry about paying me back, no, that's so good. So she went, paid only $400 for the costume. And she happy and thing. Gone home now. Well, she forgets to tell her boyfriend about this thing. And the boyfriend see the receipt. The down payment receipt. Down payment, $400. Balance Joe, $400 for a Kaluma costume and so-and-so Kaluma band. And now she was going, oh, yeah, you get $400 from the thing. And she said, oh, yesterday, so thing, and she relate the story to him, but how the man at work tells she he insists on it. And my man get back. My man said, no. No man ain't paying for the $800 costume for you, just so. And she said, no, we live together. We just live and work. Man said, no. Carry back this receipt to him and tell him go and get back. You go and get back that deposit and he back you $400. Mm-hmm. Go and get back your money. God, No. But she's saying no, the deposit is non-refundable. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can't get back your money.
This is to make sure that we hold a costume money dead. Start the work on a costume. So right. Once when we start the work on the costume, don't come and see one, but you deposit.
Mm.
So she said, but you can't get back the money, so we're worried about it. It's just a little costume, but the man is saying, no, carry it back. I don't care. Find $400 a gig, because this ain't happening. So the question though is who being unreasonable? Should she have taken the $400 in the first place? Like, first thing, or the costume? Because essentially, the man had to pay for the costume for her, $800.
Mm-hmm.
It's the husband, the boyfriend being ridiculous, knowing that all of them is work together, that they jump together every year and whatever. So it's just a friendly group. The boy got a piece of change. He can afford it. You know.
Yeah.
And they're working around here.
I don't wait on the wrong thing. She accustomed jumping with the group every year. The boyfriend know that, yeah. Boyfriend order, right? So, it's like a communication problem there. Like, if she just talked to him up front and told him, well, this is what's going on, blah, 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 that's going to get started early o'clock. Like, I'm almost sure he would have probably said, I got a problem with it. But the fact that she didn't tell him, I think it was eating the back of his mind there, you know, she hiding something else from me, you know.
You're saying that the mere fact that she just bring one receipt and just put it there and forget it. And because it's something that happened out of the blue. Remember that.
Right, exactly.
That the man tells you to go home and discuss it with your boyfriend. The man says, today or tomorrow is the last day for registration.
Right. But he's just interpreting, you know, not being told a certain way. I think that was probably easy. But for me, if it was me, it wouldn't be a problem if somebody offered to pay, you know, if y'all's friends are working, y'all do this thing every year as a group. I mean, it really shouldn't be a problem.
But you feel comfortable with a man spending $800 for you, woman? But that essentially what it is. A man, who in the family is she, spending $800 in 24%, you know, they say that she had a lunch at work and the man offered she $15 to go across at Chappelle and get a snap box, you know.
Well, you said
that she forgets she left at work, or that she realized that she bought it at home and she wants a little $20 to top of the car with gas, and he offered $20. That's $800.
The dollar, but that is neither here nor there. I mean, as the man said, she's late for the party. If she ain't there, the party day. So he's just making sure that the party, you know, is fun for him when he there.
Oh, so you gonna give the people the phone number so they can call in.
Well, can't tell me to go call it there again.
Already?
Yeah, we just lost three calls. 4341790.
We'll call.
Here we are, caller number one. Good evening.
There to go.
Good afternoon. In my opinion, I feel like the woman should have called she husband before she got the money. And let him ask him his opinion on it before she accept the money. And secondly, she rent, and she didn't tell the after even she rent and make it down payment. So it looked a kind of fishy.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what they're saying. It looked fishy, you know.
And you know, the outcome though, jumping this man going to be all want to be all over she.
He got $800 invested.
Or he invest that money, that costs true. So he's going to get benefit out of it.
As
a man, I didn't feel good that my wife going to take the money from the man just like that there to pay for cost. After we discuss it and see that we were in financial position to get none this year.
Right. Yeah. Right, yeah.
The difference is if the girls at work they put together and buy the costume, she it would be better.
Good shot. Good shot.
Yes,
good shot.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But you see, this is all go back to being honest too, because she can tell a lady and say the girls put together and pay for the costume, but she know.
Mm-hmm. That's true too. But. That's
sure she's an honest girl. That's sure she's an honest girl. She tells you the truth. So you know you got a good girl that can come and tell you the truth.
I just figured out she should have called the husband when the man proposed to buy the costume.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was communication thing. Everything was just bad.
How many people can be thinking like that? But at that same time, for everything be happening spontaneously.
She the more thinking about jumping.
I guess she was.
Okay.
That is true.
Okay.
All right, Casey, you got another one there.
Come in, please.
Okay. Good call.
Okay.
Good night.
Turn off your radio.
Good night. Hello?
Turn off your radio, we are 20 seconds behind you, or in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hi, Ken.
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
What would you have done in this scenario, please?
In that scenario, if I know my partner is a jealous type, to be honest, I think I'd tell Daddy Man, give me the money, pay for that costume. Mm-hmm. I would have said the girls at work put together and paid on it for me.
And why you a lie?
Yes, I would lie, yeah, because if I know he can cause conflict, why you got jump? My intention was going for all COVID.
Are you looking at me? Oh. you know the middle of this talk. They follow for a day and then and that whole costume come up.
Listen, I don't know, she had money, but the costume, I put money to buy a costume for she.
Boss, man, to give her money.
2 years for COVID, we done had that begun. Be jumping, he can't hear, come up to the plate, somebody step up. But I didn't be the man, so he ain't got to be worried about that. But I didn't tell him, though, I would not have told him that. He would offer no other words, because they got to jump.
I let your dishonest honesty.
Good shot, Queen.
I am not telling him the truth, because my mindset 2 years ago was with the COVID thing. I wanted to cook some of that, Lord. Stress and pain, jumping for a couple of and a man donated helping me. He's my friend at work, and I am the leader of the party, so he want me to be there, and he put things in position for me to be there. And they jump and enjoy me, and I got home, I go on my man. I ain't got E. That's my take on it.
Okay, truthful dishonesty. I like that.
I'm serious.
All right, thank you, man.
Honest.
Are you?
Thank you, Mom. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Come right in, please.
Hello, good night.
Go ahead.
I am on the air, okay?
Yes, you're on the air. You high up on the air, girl. You don't know how high in the air you are. You soar like an eagle.
This is my take on that, right? I stand in man's point of view because he's a man, and he got to be telling himself, no man ain't spending the $800 for a costume unless he got some
stuff. You got something.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's
ulterior motive.
He cannot know whether they're having something going on or not either.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I will feel comfortable with my husband letting a woman spend $800 on him either, because my dad be like, something happening there, because $800 ain't $8.
In these days, to be size, I know the last day I saw $800.
I know, but he don't
have to wash my hand.
Put money spending, and he's a man, and he done telling himself, something gonna be happening that this body wants you come in the band and jump real bad. So I can understand that, and I personally don't like the idea of nobody from the opposite sex spending that type of money on anybody, because they are going to be. Is going to cause a mistrust, and he's going to start doubting, and he's going to start be wondering if they're involved. You know, things are going to start that he needs to be thinking about. No, she's going to cause him to be wondering now if to the dealing.
That's it. That's really communication thing. I mean, she really made a mistake of not, you know, discussing it with him first.
Better she to discuss it or not. No man ain't want no other man paying $800 for his woman, because he gonna damn be telling himself something happening there, and that is the truth. Cause I ain't want nobody coming home telling me about nobody of the opposite sex spending that type of money from them, because all you gonna be telling myself something happening there, and I don't care how much you try to convince me, I'm not gonna believe it. So things like that, you do not bring to relationship, cause then that gonna cause mistrust, and he gonna be, you know, be wondering, I wonder if, you know. So I personally would not let nobody buy no $800 costume for me. You ain't got then nothing that is a must, then nothing that you need an operation or whatever. So you know you ain't got nothing.
Very well said. Very well said.
Right, so I would not take it from the beginning.
Good shot, man.
All right.
Good shot.
All right.
All right, let me just take another call here before the news. One more call before the news. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Good night, everyone. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well.
We're good.
Queen, listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. Oh, you see that woman?
Queen, she can tell off you, bro. She can tell off you.
First of all, she too tricky, too crop over happy. She should have gone home and discussed with her husband first about a man giving her money. And you know how sensitive you men are if a man can buy a woman a coke.
No, not PC rules, not PC rules.
You men are very sensitive.
Not PC rules.
Exactly, boy. And you spending money, right? You know, that's $800 bucks in my pocket.
Thank you. Second of all, I am not jumping up in no bar with a man buying me a costume, and then when I don't give you a free walk-up, he going to be wanting to tear my costume in the middle of the bar.
Right there in the bar. Take it off.
Coming down by call. It ain't happening. So she should have discussed.
Oh, say, man, that kind of man.
Man, the girl got a girl's in the bar.
You don't know what kind of man he is. You don't know what kind of money is, but she just, she's being precautious. Do not take the money from the man. Expect the unexpected.
Yes. So all right.
She should have told her husband.
Yes, she should have told. I agree with you. Live right there. That's the first thing that should have happened.
You mean like when you get home, she should have said something? Sometimes your mind is so occupied with other things. Sometimes you don't remember anything at the same time.
It is true, Queen. But
and then that she didn't plan to tell you. She didn't plan to tell you.
But then, when she coming down by hall up, Huh?
The man who watching it on TV.
Good night, fellas. Good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ma'am. Look, Queen, my listen, you got a minute before you news. Take it, man.
My time up for not here now, though, because this year she said that the money she should do this every day, but a deposit already gone in. What she's supposed to do, no short circuit everything? Tell the man, listen, go back and tell the man, listen, sorry, but you $400 dead. My boyfriend tell me I can't jump, so you, sorry, but the $400 dead. Should she do that now? With the man,
She was going to do that now. She deserved a mistake. She got a warning.
Damage control.
Exactly. She don't
got a... The man $400 just gone through.
Just so.
Queen, let us go down to the newsroom and hear their opinion. How is that?
Yes. Go ahead.
The time in Barbados and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean has come down to 9:30. Let us go away from Mad Love for about 5 minutes or so, then come back to them. We're going to join the latest right now. Good evening to Ronnie Clark.
The latest news is brought to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Shower in the morning, shower in the evening, or take a fresh at night. Enjoy a warm shower with Solar Dynamics, you'll feel all right. Comfort, safety, temperature guaranteed. Long service, fulfilling your every need. Take a shower in comfort, no more ouch with water touch you. Solar Dynamics is the best for you.
save on electricity. Be environmentally friendly. Solar Dynamics is the one for you.
This is the latest, the 9:30 edition from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Christo J. Paul. A day after top officials of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association reported weak summer bookings, hoteliers say high fares to Barbados are a big part of the problem. According to the BHTA, occupancy forecasts for the period down to October range from around 48% to as low as 27%. Group sales and marketing manager of Little Good Harbour and Atlantis Hotel, Javon Griffith, confirms the bleak summer prospects and blames the high cost of travel to Barbados.
The challenge this year is particularly high airfares to Barbados, particularly out of the United Kingdom, but also from gateways such as Miami and Charlotte. Now, for example, in the last set of research which we did, we were seeing airfares in July to Barbados from London of over £1,600 per ticket.
Mr. Griffiths says there is a great difference in airfare to competing Caribbean islands, making Barbados the most expensive to which to fly. Cultural Ambassador Dr. Anthony the Mighty Gabby Carter has defended the addition of a Bashment Soca category to the National Cultural Foundation's Junior Soca Monarch Competition. There has been a public outcry in some circles against the move, but speaking on VOB's Fireworks Cropover program, Gabby disagreed with the criticism.
The first thing I want to discuss is that people calling and saying that the children should not be singing Bashment.
That's a hot topic.
Yeah, I totally disagree with whoever say that, because the first thing is NCF will never, ever allow children to sing slackness. Rudity, new word, you know.
Rudity. Very good. On their show.
On their show. So I do understand what they mean, but the children shouldn't sing Bashment. Bashment is a beat. Bashment is speed up reggae. I told Ronnie that yesterday. All you got to speed up the reggae and you have Bashment. It's the same thing. It don't change anything. It don't change the instrumentation or nothing like that. Right? That's what Bashment is.
Cultural Ambassador Dr. Anthony Gabby Carter. Government has taken a bill to Parliament to back its planned collection of more than $100 million in additional revenue from individuals through the pandemic contribution levy. Introducing the bill in the House of Assembly, Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ryan Strachan, emphasized that the money is needed to help government bridge the significant cash flow gap caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Individuals earning more than $6,250 a month will pay 1% of their monthly earnings, while certain categories of companies will pay 15% of their net income over an 8-month period. Mr. Strachan reminded the self-employed that they too have to pay up.
I say to all self-employed persons, particularly those who benefited from the business interruption benefit, that this is not the time now, sir, to play with the numbers, because when we were all at our most vulnerable, the taxpayers and the government of this country made sure that there was some relief for you then. And this is a small contribution now with respect to the 1% for the self-employed person, just to give back a little piece, because at the end of the day, if we're all in it together, then we all got to put in something in the pot, sir, so that when you take out later, that there's something to take out at the appropriate time.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ryan Strachan. The Parents and Students Advocacy Organization, the Group of Concerned Parents of Barbados, alleges that there are significant problems with the e-testing system at the Barbados-based Caribbean Examinations Council. The group's student liaison, Khalil Kothdiwala, outlined a series of concerns on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program today. Police are seeking the public's assistance to locate a missing teenage girl. Missing is Nicosia Garnes of Draxhall Hope, St. George, who is a second-form student at the Lester Vaughan Secondary School. She was reported missing yesterday by her father, Cyril Garnes, of Workman's St. George. That's it for the 9:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, Inc., a division of One Caribbean Media Group. Good night. I am Krista J. Paul.
The latest news came to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Radio.
Cropover City presents Fireworks 2022 on VOT22 on interviews and, of course, your calls making it happen. Join us on VOB 92.9 FM from Monday to Friday, 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Fireworks on VOB 92.9 FM. It's all in Cropover City.
If you have many questions about how to improve your health and wellness in these difficult times, here's the national response, starting Wednesday, June 8th at 8:30 p.m. For 1 hour from the comfort of your home or wherever you are, we bring you in direct contact with a range of health specialists. It's your health, your action, as they guide you on how to better look after your own health at home and where to find the best follow-up advice. The government, non-governmental organizations, the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, the Starcom Network, Digicel and Flow come together in this national effort to respond to your need for health advice. Your health, your action. On the Voice of Barbados, online, and CBC TV 8, starting Wednesday, June 8th, 8:30 p.m.
The fitness event of the year, or the hot Facebook page, or visit Starcom Network on River Road. Registration is also available between 3 to 4 p.m. on the day of the burn. Lots of prizes to be won. Who will be the king and queen of the burn? It's your chance to win $500 each, plus other great prizes. So be there and enjoy product sampling, live performances, hot FM DJs, and so much more. All COVID-19 protocols will be strictly enforced. Hot Summer Burn is powered by Digicel. Better together in association with the National Sports Council.
Hi, I'm Leslie Gregg. I'm dropping in to invite you to listen to a top show that is one of the most relaxing and educational shows on nighttime radio. The show is called Lyrical Interpretation. We take the time to analyze the lyrics of songs like I Did It My Way. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Love me a little longer.
When you love me just a little bit longer.
And others. Please, join us every Wednesday evening at 9. Ken Husbands and the Pantheon of Luminaries will fill your evening with laughter and priceless enjoyment. I look forward to seeing you this and every Wednesday evening at 9 on Voice of Barbados 92.9 FM.
Okay, without any further ado, let's go back to the Mad Love Show. Come back in, presenters, Queen and PC Brooms.
Yes, Queen, quick recap. What is that? Quick recap for those tuning in right now after the
news. I think you better level.
Quick recap. If you're hearing noise,
but the
pedophile
on top
of the
ceiling,
the rail is falling, so
it's getting a little bit. Yeah, boy. Okay. Oh, no, get down there, because I'm sure I started
coming down. Yeah, I'll shut the window quick. Right, so let's quick recap there. So we're looking at a situation where a girl works at this company. There's a group of them who normally jack for prop over. But you know what? We had the pandemic. It's still going on, but it's slowed down a little bit. And for 2 years, we had the crop over, the Kadoma, the Jube morning, nothing at all. And these girls done said when the gates break open, all we do, we own the old thing. All we jump in the same band, we got the same old road, we going up there for Kadoma there, and having a ball.
Yep.
The problem is that she experiencing a little financial difficulties at home. She boyfriend ain't working right now. He did promise to help she because too many early in the year when she was stopping. But the bad blow there, so no, he ain't working. The bills, you know, got bills to pay. She got a look after she owed five and ten. So she decided this year, you know what? I can't afford it, so I ain't worried about it. anyhow, they're at work and they're talking about who registered yet and who ain't registered. She said she ain't registered because she ain't got the money. And this fella works in Norm. And the girls are ready, you know, chiming, no, 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 you can't do this with me. We'll be jumping every year. We don't plan that COVID ease up to all be jumping in the band and thing and think, man, no, you're the life of the party. And she saying, no, I ain't got the money. So this fella don't jump in and say, listen, you don't register your clothes, you know, this evening or whatever. I don't even realize that you don't even register yet. Then $400 here. Because the costume is about $800.
Yeah.
Then $400, go and get a register the thing now, go along. And she said, no, I can't get you money. No, 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 no. But he insisted, man, no, he's a group, this no, this is a Philip proper. If you're there, get the money, go along, man. Don't worry about this here. There's a concert, this is a gift from me. So she kept the $400. She ran round fast at the place, called the people, she went and you know, up here the deposit. Get the receipt, go on, rest of the receipt there, so. And she boyfriend see the receipt. And actually, how come you may have the money to do nothing and you can afford to go and pay $400 for the costume? And she said, you know, she can tell the truth. Look, I didn't tell you about this here. I was at work, bam, 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 and she recapped the story. Ain't nothing in the plan. Call the man, but you never seen him, Philip or George or whatever, said, man, listen, go along, I been pay for the thing, and they can't want you, so they slipped me to tell you, but I was going to tell you. And he said, no, ain't happening. This ain't happening. No man ain't spending no $800 for no money got. Not for the costume, not for nothing. Because anytime a man give you a costume for $800, he's got to be looking for something on the road. But she said, no, he ain't that kind of fella. He ain't that kind of fella, man. But even man said, no. If I was you, I would find $400 and go give it back or charge the receipt and get back the money and give him. But she said the receipt, the money non-refundable. Want this $400 gone in, it done blessed and everything that they done. You can't get back the money. But my man insisted, no, you ain't jumping. I ain't care what happened. The $400 burned up there because you ain't jumping with no costume that the man give $400 for $800. So that's where we at now. Was she wrong in the first place for accepting the money? Is he being ridiculous? If it's a group thing, if a custom jumping at work and thing, if it's only one day to jump in, is it? The man buy a plane ticket to Miami, it's a one day thing.
I guess the man feeling, you know, I just feeling disappointed, you know, that you're working, and you know, you can feel bad. You can feel real bad for two. That would hurt you. It would hurt you. You know, you want to do things for the girlfriend. You feel that's more what it is than anything else. I will feel.
That he feel less of a man right now.
He feel less of a man right now, yeah. He lost, you understand? But the girlfriend moved wrong. It's her error, her mistake. So she should own it.
Oh, it get a mistake.
They're saying that she should have run by the boyfriend early o'clock.
When she was at work and they were discussing and the man was getting she $400 the same round, registration closing this evening at 4 o'clock. You only got 2 couple of hours. You mean that she should have stopped there and say, hold on a minute. Let me call my boyfriend.
Yeah, in
real world.
Yeah,
you know
what's
coming with these TV things?
What TV things?
This is working in the real world, you know what's going on.
That's what's working my world. I don't know what
world. No, that don't happen in the real world.
That's
your radio song, good TV world. In your real world, and at 3 o'clock, and a man at work with us that you ain't registered yet, and registration closing in the next 2 hours or whatever, and insisting that you take the $400. At that point in time, you're not going to stop and call your boyfriend and ask him what he think.
My Lord, but that's all the phone call. A woman in the phone call, Queen, that's all it is.
It sounds nice.
My Lord, something
like that. They should have had a link to the tank on it. For instance, every man is here closing, registration closing on Friday, and today is Wednesday. Perhaps you can say she got time now to go home and tell her boyfriend so on. Also, on my WhatsApp page, somebody say yes, then with a lie too. And say the girls pay down for it for her. But as she also said on my WhatsApp, these things is come back to haunt you because when you and the girls fall out, because you know what the girls ask you, will you tell your boyfriend?
You only got fault with one of the girls, not the girls.
You only got fault with one. And one will call your man and say, you're hearing this from me.
Yeah.
But it's a costume that she getting. George paying for that for her.
Yes. Last month, you had to pay money for her the costume that she got.
Even though she would tell a lie, she know that these lies is come back and haunt you.
That's correct.
Bad blood, everybody look at the crowd of them.
All right, I'm opening back the telephone lines, 434-1790. You can call us. I want to hear Miss P on this one, though. Miss P and Sophie. Miss P and Sophie, I want to hear both of you. But anybody else can call us, 434-1790. It is 9:45.
I want to find out if it's okay to take guests on the hall. Is there a price limit by taking guests from some person of the opposite sex? I know there are certain guests that people will say you shouldn't take. A woman shouldn't take lingerie, for instance. Oh, yes.
Go ahead. Let me call her. Come through.
Come in, please. Come in, please. That body drop out. I know what happened. All right. We'll call back. Call back 434-1790. I'm waiting for you. Yeah, you want to get a pothole. Come in, please.
Listen, good night. This is a 75-year-old lady again. We are too depraved. $800 for a costume is not a big deal. Can't afford if he can afford it. Next thing, if the same lady had taken sick and everybody was contributing money to her medical bill, would that be anything wrong? You know what happened to this age of thing? Too much winding up and too much not thinking. Everybody mind lower. $800 in the money if a fella could afford to give for a costume. So you mean a woman is sold for $800? Have a good night.
Sure. Good evening, come in, please. That went too hard. Yeah. I ain't touching that. Good evening. Come in, please.
Good evening.
Come in, please. You're on the air.
Okay. Good evening to PC Broom and Craig. But I got to say on this situation that I really agree with PC Brooms. I don't care how pushing it was, as Queen was saying, and the place closing in 2 hours when you got to meet the doctor. She should have stopped and called and asked her man or her husband or whoever it is if to go along with that. Now, okay, it's cool to say that, yes, she should have, man, and I hear people talking about, okay, she should tell lies and say the girls pay for she and all that sort of stuff. Now, what if the man that she got and the girls disagree good? If the man accompanied she to Kaduma or wherever it is, and the man said, well, girl, so be it. It is nice to want a daughter that want to pay for our roof and the costume.
Yeah.
For roof costume?
Yeah.
Everything else. Good shot. Good shot.
What you going to tell the man? The
good
man
shot.
What can happen there then? So I agree.
Right.
That call earlier said it's not a life and death situation. She had a right. She should have told the man, called the man and tell him. Now I agree. Okay, it might be innocent when she went home and put down the receipt because she didn't really mean anything about it. But how is the man to know that? How the man is to know that innocent? The man didn't know when you sit down and think of the position that the man in and he don't know what's going on. The man gonna think what's something funny going on and as people saying $800 and 800 cents. So what really going on here?
Right.
My take is that she stop regardless of what time the place gonna close. If it closes and she don't get anything, no problem. She could go next year. If she's the life me party, cool. You miss me for this year, but I come back next year. So I totally agree with PC Broom.
So sir, caller. hindsight is always 20/20. What is your advice going forward to everybody listening to us?
My advice would be that any woman that can, or a man too, because there's a woman that could offer to pay for a man too. Anybody that kept this time in that situation, pause and take a bucket and ask your partner. If your partner then agree and it's cool, because chances are that if she call and she tell the man, the boyfriend or husband or whoever, look, Richard can pay for the costume for me, but you know really ain't nothing going on between me and Richard, right? Or the husband might say, well, I don't like it, but yeah, go ahead and check it, man, a big thing.
Right.
But if you don't know it,
Exactly.
And if the man say no, it's no then, so he got the final say.
What the man said, there's no, not that the man, not what that what he says got every time, but in this situation, if the man said no or the husband said no, all right, the big thing, get over that there, you ain't gonna die.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Thank you. Next call coming, please. Next call. Turn on the radio, please. Next call.
Good evening. I heard you calling my name.
Oh, hello, Miss Husband. How are you?
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Everybody. We're good.
We want to hear from you, Miss B. You are our advisor.
She had no business taking that $800. $800, you said? That's a lot of money. She paid $800 for a costume?
Mm-hmm. That's the cost. It's all inclusive. Yep. Breakfast and bathroom and security, everything a package.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Well, she had no business taking it in the first place. And it's like the last caller said, she should have called up. She has a cell phone. If she can get an $800 costume, she must have a $1.99 cell phone. She could call up her man and say, listen, someone, he's a friend of mine. I dance and I jump up with him and line with him every year. He wants to pay it. I know we can't afford it. I don't have to pay him back. Mm. You didn't have to pay him back, right?
No.
Okay. That's what she should have done first. And seeing how the man she lives with feels about it. If he didn't want, she shouldn't do it. It's disrespectful.
Very well said. Now there are two questions on the table, Miss P. The other question that Queen has put on the table is the general taking of gifts from the opposite sex. What do you think about that?
Not unless you've been dating them for quite a while. Then it's okay. If you've been dating each other for like 3 or 4 months, but I mean, you just meet a guy and he's giving you expensive gifts. No.
Okay.
You tell him no. No, thank you, but, you know, thank you, but no thank you. You want to know something? One day when I first came here, I was really lonely one Valentine's because I was used to being with my significant half for Valentine's Day. And it was my first year down here taking care of my mother, and I was downtown, and I saw a beautiful red dress in the window. All of a sudden, this guy comes up beside me and whispers in my ear, you want that dress? You can have that dress. I'll go buy it for you right now if you come out with me tonight. I turned around and looked at him and ran. I ran. I said, no. She was brought up that way. And she, you know, she was brought up that way. She has no morals. She should have checked with her boyfriend before she even took that money from that man. No, he needs to get rid of her. But you know what? He's got class. She doesn't. Her boyfriend has lots of class, and he has a lot of pride. He's a good man. Mm. He was well brought up. He must have been brought up by a grandmother.
Yes, like me. Brought up with a grandmother.
Yeah. You have lots of class, Ken. That's one thing you do have, because I've been out where you have been, and you have a lot of class. This guy, no, he has class, and I don't blame him for being upset about it. I would kick her out.
Okay. Okay, Miss B. Right. Thank you very much. Next caller, come in, please.
Good night. Good night to you.
Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
Queen.
Yes, Queen. Queen, you alright?
Yes, darling.
This is your friend from college.
Okay, love. Let me hear you.
It's if a man can buy a costume for me, right? That $800 would have fitting real good, right? But the thing about it is, right, I want to take it if it can upset my partner, yeah? Because something for something, you know, and a man don't give it $800 for. Let's be real.
Lord.
You know, $800?
Yeah, a lot. Yep.
That's a good few grand easier. That's a good few grand easier. And he gives you $800. And when she put on that costume and going to buy, she got banged down and banged back and all sorts of things for that.
Why you all see that all men is be like that though?
No,
he must be a genuine friend, but he has his name and drink and party together.
He might want wine. He might want wine in the car, because he might be playing in the same section, you know?
Of course, he might want a little wine. What happened with her?
That one?
Even if she's a bunch of costume, he would still want a little wine.
That's The only one ever get here is the ones that Mr. Husbands is giving.
Michelinas?
Michelinas, right?
Yeah, because I don't understand. I can't understand why some women don't leave the men money alone. You understand? Mm. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
She don't get begging.
Correct.
She ain't begging. But you take the offering, she, but. Yeah, it's Ken could come and say, honey, I can give you a costume, right? Yeah. But then next thing, you know, he didn't get your costume. He said, man, you know, we could sort of a little something, you know? And you never know what will go down. Yeah. She going to tell she husband about that now, and he might only lick off she head or something. So, you know, he said, man, you're not here. You get where I'm coming from?
Exactly.
You gotta be careful, Queen.
We don't start. Yeah, we don't start things. You gotta be upfront, right in the
way. You gotta say we situation. If my car can offer me, if Ken can offer me a car, first thing I get tell PC Brooms, but my husband, listen, your friend came offering me a costume. You think I should take it? I know PC Brooms is the idiot or tell you to stuff it. You know what I mean?
No, once you come to me up front, once you come to me bright like, early enough, front like that, I can tell my, that's like me in my pocket, so go ahead, enjoy yourself.
$800 in these days? Man, I'm giving an $800 or something else. That $800 can fit in somewhere, some other hole. You understand? That's a fact.
You have a good night.
That's my take.
You have a very good night. All right. Okay.
Thank you for calling, ma'am. Keep the calls coming, 434-1790. 434-1790. Right. I'm surprised we haven't heard from Sophie as yet.
This is a. Man, no, there's a group that we jump in every year together. So the thing is, I feel, as I said, the mistake was that she didn't was upfront with
the spur of the moment with the registration office closing, and yet somebody called. Queen, tell PC Brooms to wake up and smell the coffee. I didn't tell the man nothing either. The man would have said no if she had called him. Look, the women will be one step ahead. You don't tell the man everything, because they don't tell women everything either. And then I'm ready to bet that this same very man is giving women things too.
Okay, yeah, we have another call.
We got next call.
Hello, good evening.
Yep. Good evening. Go ahead.
Yes, I go on ahead. Excuse me, is this man a major man?
Yes.
If this man is a major man, because if this man is a major man, I will not take that money. No.
It makes a difference when you're a man,
you know?
Your profile is major, man. She got a major profile there, man.
And jumping? Hello, give me a break.
You know, we start walking up. We just walk up.
Exactly, $800
a costume? Yeah. Huh? Wait a minute. Can I costume to be $3,000 or $4,000?
No, man. He will have to be a foreign man or a Chinese or somebody. Not a Belgian man crop over and give me $800 for a costume.
Huh? He got money. The man got money. The man family practically own the business. He got money. They got the guava.
Yes, he has the money. But
Randy,
he getting it for free. That's a token. Get that. Huh? No, man. I'm betting it. Keep your $800.
The man is getting it up on the net and spending $600. You want it in whiskey and brownie, banana.
Queenie, you will be giving a man or whoever $800?
I don't have it again.
I can only afford a burn wallet.
Yeah,
well, I bought that bitch, my boy. No way. No, that's a no-no. So that is my
talk tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
Wait, the calls are coming. Come in, please.
Yes, sir. Good night. Yes. I'm a regular citizen of the program. I want Queen to know this. If I was the young lady's boyfriend, husband, or whatever, that would be a no-no from ball one. Because my grandmother always said, if you eat such amount of food, you got to be blood. That's all I have to
say. Oh,
there. Yeah,
oh,
there. Nice. Wow, sharp, man. Sharp.
Why that queen, like, sharp. Queen, like, she all alone tonight, boy. Queen, you're all alone tonight there.
Oh, no, you got some women saying about the technical show, my dog, and tell us.
That's
right.
Oh, there. 434-1790. Keep the calls coming. We're enjoying this.
Some people on my WhatsApp door ask a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
This man that gave her the costume, if his woman had to find out now that he spent $800 for another woman costume, I wonder how she would take it.
Now, that's another angle.
This is something that he should go home and tell his woman, if he got a woman that Mary ain't had a costume this year, so he just gave $800 for a costume.
That's another angle, because that's another big noise. What happened to you? How come you give her $800? Let's find out from this caller. Come in, caller.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. How do you do?
Good evening.
I feel very enlightened listening to this program because it's always talking about situations, awkward situations you might be in. And, it's good to hear people calling to give you a new look on things, because sometimes you might be thinking one way and somebody calling and give a suggestion or idea. And say, I wasn't looking at it that way. But I have a friend who, an elderly friend who's always say that a man say, wherever my money go, I follow, which means that, and it could be a friend, right? We got to face reality. Even though some person may be a friend for years, there might be a side to them that you never saw before. And you don't know if that friend might give her that money in front of everybody, but then behind everybody's back, you don't know what he might expect from her, so I would have not take it. Not especially if I know I have a man I should know who my man is, and if he don't feel good about something like that, I would have to refuse it in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because I had experiences with people offering me help and pushing themselves at me, and that's how the majority of people are today.
So one more vote against Queen.
Okay. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you. 434-1790, let the calls come in. We got another 27 minutes. A lot of time left. Come, 434-1790.
We do the other scenario because it's only similar lines, Queen.
Yeah,
go ahead. We bring another twist there. Because as I said, we're getting 2-for-1 tonight. 2 for the price of 1. So this is along the same costume thing. Go ahead, Queen, go ahead.
So this is a situation now where this is a couple, right?
A couple, married couple.
They're accustomed jumping together or whatever, going up together and thing. But as we say, the pandemic and whatever. But we say, for instance, now the man, he's sick now or something happened to him. He can't jump canoe up there.
Right.
For one reason or that. People was asking me, should the woman stop home with him?
With him.
No, he had a death door.
Right. But he can't jump. And then Macassar jump in and jump before they're married, jump in when they get married, but no, he don't.
So should she stay home that particular day, Kaduma there, or that particular weekend? Because there was an army guard, it's different little things. Or should she mix and match?
Yeah.
Stay home beside the night. Don't get this is Rick beside the night.
Right. True sickness and her health.
There's only one
there, but you want support. the one that you love. You're a partner. You want to support your partner. So if they're sick, you know, you dare to support them. You can totally sit down and watch it on TV. That's how we feel.
And my partner is... If my partner is so ill that my partner can't join me on the jumper route, we are staying home together. I stay home with her. I can stay home with her. Yes.
And even if you don't pay your costume already, Ken?
I can stay home with her. Yes.
You don't buy an $800 costume. You look like a $300 man.
Listen, suppose I got the costume complimentary. I stay home still with her.
Stay home.
Yes, you're feeling good enough. Suppose a simple thing like the courses, the monthly courses, a simple thing that I still stay home.
She ain't gonna break some fetter. It's a simple thing, like, all right.
She ain't gonna break some
fetter. What the plan of going, Jam? Friday, you know, he may get tests, realize he got COVID, or Saturday evening, he realized he got COVID. She may get tests, and Saturday, Monday morning, or whatever, if she ain't got the COVID, she should stop home, man.
Yes. You know what I mean? Because if it were me, I would stay home, too. I would stay home with her. We all stay home.
Monday morning, she may get your rapid test, though. Nothing wrong with her. She ain't got COVID. He's the body that got COVID. So, Monday morning, he discovered he got COVID. Monday morning, when she may get the test, she ain't got none. She's a start home, but he do.
I am saying, that is up to her, but I know he will stay home with her.
You're staying home. That's very nice of you, Ken.
That is up to her. If I am ill and she is not, it is up to her if she can go and leave me home. But if she is ill and I am not, I will stay home with her.
Right.
I will stay home with her. Her
two sickness and health.
Yeah, I will stay home with her. You and me with us here PC rooms?
I mean, you and me, you and me.
I probably will stay home, but depend on the method of the illness.
I will stay home with her and I can cook cuckoo for her too.
Okay.
Yeah. Cuckoo and saltfish, bro.
That's depends on what kind of illness it is. If you're dying or you just got a little thing and you can't attend, I gotta enjoy myself, man.
No, you gotta be the answer.
As you cannot come out, I stay home with you.
That is not very nice.
As soon as you can't leave home, regardless of how severe the illness is, as soon as you can't leave home, even if you got just a little headache or a little belly hurt, can't stay home with you.
You went walking and ran your foot and your ankle hurt
here. We can stay home and play Scrabble.
We stop here on the
dinner. My play some Scrabble. 4347
ready. Food there for you, they can jump in.
That's right, hold on.
Your food there, they can jump in.
take a call, Queen. Queen, take a call, man. You don't do that.
Go ahead.
Hi, good night.
Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
What I think about this whole situation, right?
They have two.
They
have two situations, ma'am.
So this is general.
Good.
When people are in relationship, sometimes they do not respect the other person's feelings. And I feel like from the time you can grasp that or whatever, you have problems because you should know your partner. If you know that I am going to be upset if you take money from a man or a woman, why are you right? So like, you have to weigh between the two. Is it more important for me to have a situation partner uncomfortable, or is it in front of me to jump for one day with a man giving me a costume? You go away.
Correct. Yes, it's gonna be it.
Yes, and respect. Just respect each other's feelings. The mere fact that I want to hurt you, that I want to know what will go on. Something will trigger. I don't think somebody just want to be a random person. Know your partner. Know your partner. And
good advice.
Everything.
Okay, ma'am, the other scenario. Right. Hold on. Give her the other scenario, PC Brooms.
Right. And the other scenario was, you know, they had this couple, married couples, that used to, before they was married, used to jump for Kaduma every crop over, to go on jumping. Then they got married, continue the tradition, jumping every crop over. But the guy took it sick, and he ain't able to jump this particular year. You know, we were just wondering, you know, should she stay at home that year? Or should she go?
To me, if we jumping every year, and this particular year, you can't jump with me.
Right? Yeah.
It's only obvious that you're going to feel a way if you put on my costume and go down the road to jump.
There you go.
I think it still comes back to respecting your partner's feelings.
Right.
So you will stay home.
Respect the feelings.
You will stay home.
That's what you said, Buffy.
Right. Yeah. Good.
So in this situation, you what are you going to say? Talk to your partner all the time. So you can't ask your partner if it's okay for the jump in.
Well, yes.
You can ask. You can ask, by me, you know.
But if the partner feel away, and they may not want to tell you, or I feel away by it or whatever, but you can know by the body language that they may feel comfortable with you going, or they're going to feel away. Right. So you make a decision based on that. Whether you ask or not, you make a decision.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Ma'am. Correct. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Night,
lots
everybody.
Of calls on the line coming, please.
Hello, do you want me?
Yes, Voice of Barbados, the Mad Show.
I was listening to your program.
Thank you.
I wonder if it was any gentleman, if he was in a position in his shoe of the lady, if he would tell her that they didn't know. And number two, if she was one, this kind of woman can't hold money and decide to split it in half and don't go to the Kaduma, what he would do, if he would take it or if he would say anything. I would let you know. Okay.
Wait, don't go yet. Wait, PC Moon's going to respond to you, please. Hold on.
Well, that's trouble right there. She said the friend money and go home and split it with your boyfriend. Is that what you said?
Well, that's trouble, no.
I'm real trouble there. That's real trouble there. She can't do that there, man. That's not nice. That's not nice. That would be nice.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That would be nice.
Keep the calls coming. 434.
I have a lot of women on my WhatsApp saying, as long as he ain't sick today, I'm gone.
She out and gone.
I got four women on it, but I got here, Michelle saying she was staying home.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much, Michelle. Appreciate that. Come on, we only have another 15 minutes to go. I should be able to take at least 10 more calls. 434-1790, come in, please. Would you stay home? Would you take the man's money at the office, the $800? And would you stay home if your boyfriend is ill and can't go jumping? Two things we want you to answer. So come right in, please. 434-1790.
Yes. I got a lot of people on the WhatsApp.
Hold your WhatsApp. Come in, caller.
Good night, Queen. You know you is something else. You know you're too terrible, though. It's safe for better at worst. When you're at the church and you're getting married, the man
Queen.
Better or worse. The man don't put in the bottom clause that say, unless Bacchanal Time Tank opening that day.
I'm a realistic person. I do it real life.
Yes, Queen, but you must.
That is why we have women calling saying that they would tell a lie and get the costume and go along. Because men just tell lies, they just do what they feel like doing, they don't consult them, they just do what they feel like doing and go along and enjoy their life. And they would do the same thing. Do if you find out, don't you really find out? A lot of men say so.
But Ken, I can't understand. He getting all these calls and PC Brooms ain't getting none. So all the women point his eye. But you know, sometimes your partner would say, sweetheart, go ahead and enjoy yourself. But deep down, they really saying, I would wish you to stay home with me and take. You understand?
That's right, ma'am.
How men think. So really, woman stay home and take care of her husband because she might not come back and find me alive.
Right. Anytime that my partner is not feeling well, regardless of what happened, she break her toenail, I stay home with her.
You're staying home with her.
I am staying home with her.
Queen, that is
and as I said, I can cook her some cuckoo too. Cuckoo and salt fish.
Yep. You go on and spend $600 on your costume. Lost weight and all kind of thing. Or just left with a gun in the gym and boot camp and all kind of thing. The job left black and it's not so the weather comes. Don't put the car off. There's no two water. And go back on me. Roll and look sexy with a costume. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. But you owe $600. Monday, because look at morning. You mind getting talking about why he feels like he eat last night. Then he belly hurt and he can't make it. You stop him on patrol. Talk to me!
Where are you putting the cell phone on these 80 bitsy pieces of costume they got for
Queen, the caller wants to caller wants to have a tete a tete with you.
I am explaining. I tell you all. I'm a realist. I don't talk radio talk, TV talk. I just talk major real talk. You want to tell me you spend $600 in the costume? Are you mind getting money more? Can you make more? Say he barely can't eat because he been drinking the whole last the whole place. Barely can't eat.
But Queen and Ken and PC Brooms, we know Queen is staying home because we know Queen costume going to be top of the line. Lord, Queen, there are some women that will stay and there are some women that will go, and it's reality.
And there's one women that gone.
No, you probably will be the flag person.
Oh,
my
God.
Number one.
No way.
And if you're sure, put it down. There's a two signs. You can't just call one.
Oh, dear. 18 minutes after 10. Best sport tonight. Queen, you see, right, drinking the night before? You drinking all the... You drinking up all the Shalana's wine? All the boat game thing?
Everything he see, he drink. He drank whiskey, brandy,
But listen, if you listen to VOB, go and listen to VOB, though, because I can be doing the commentary. I usually do the commentary every year. Yes, you can hear me on the road. You can hear me at Italia.
You're returning, you enjoy all the Beijing, the Yankees, and things, and you see the Queen, you come. Oh, this is Ken Husband from VOB. Queen, how are you doing this today? Good morning. I am enjoying myself, Ken. Hey, so happy to be outside and enjoying the sunlight after COVID. Have been shut up for 2 years. I want to say hi to my husband or boyfriend. I'm going to do that all the time. I'm going to do, man. And when the wife, mm-hmm. when the wife and Jeremy be home sick as a dog on his dinner, my shot up here, Domino's and Brick Ram. And he don't be a Kaduma there. He was Brick Ram up here, Domino's anytime. Kaduma there's more there. We ain't had Kaduma there for 2 years. I am not stopping home for nothing.
Now, I need right. three more calls. We got to have 10 minutes to go. I want to take three more calls. 434-1790. I know I stop at home, though. I stop at home with you. 434-1790. PC Bros is stopping home, too, right?
Bro, I'll stop at home. Yeah, I stop at home.
Queen, I love you. I love you, Queen. I love you, Queen. I love you, Queen. I love you, Queen.
And then she gone. Come in, please.
I love it. Queen, you're right. I'm stopping home. I ain't stopping home. When I hit the stadium, I sit there, we born and dame, in Norwegian Holifer. I enjoy myself. COVID done. I stay so good as tomorrow. I'll be outside. Let me tell you, saying, August, I showed up my husband. He ain't home. He ain't feel good. He home. Say, boy, soon get home. I ain't stopping home, no.
All the lights going. All right, ma'am, thanks. I'm all getting as many poor people as possible. Come in, please. Miss that. Come in, please.
Hello.
If I was there, Queen, I'd share your toe.
Oh, no.
We got our faults, women in this country, you know? But we are really.
So, wait, you just say, who are your partner?
Rob. Yeah, who tell me that? He better heard it. He's the one.
Queen, see, you went drinking all night, drinking all sorts of things. Eating and drinking. I know you barely turn up.
Turn up. Well, I'm very sorry, guys. It's bad enough. Because if you got to go. Because let me tell you, but even if he get better, he gone on the road, you know.
That by the night time, that wretch get up and he's out. He must have got there, left one forget funny for too, yeah, no going call it hot. That body will keep his company till you get back. Queen, I agree with you. Hey, these women need to be real. And you got the Kaduma and you know, things don't be working right, so they're just fooling themselves tonight. So enjoy your night.
Thank you.
Oh there. 10:23 Get it hot, boy. 10:23 It always gets hot at the end. Come on, 434-1790. I can take another two or so calls. Come in, please.
It's a happily married couple.
Yes, happily married couple. Yes.
Jump in and get married. My yes. Jump up. I know the man said he can't make it. You got supporting, man. You got to stand down. You got to stand down for this one.
So, and on the other case, don't take the boy $800 neither. I mean, take it $800. No, don't take that. No, take the boy. I mean, take it $800. No. That can't happen either.
Exactly.
That can't happen either. 434-1790. Come, I want to take two more calls, please.
Yeah, everyone in Massachusetts locked on. Say good evening, Massachusetts. Also, New York is locked on as well. All the people over in New York.
And we have London and Manchester in your house. London and
all right, take this call for Italy, please. Take a call for Italy. Come in, please.
Go ahead. Yes. Good night.
Listen, you know who wrong with here? I will give you, you know, all people get little flowers and mix a little flower. Something or other is flower papa or something. So,
yeah.
That's what the flower water they had to in my belly.
I'm going to jump up and ring the. When Ken, husband, I think, introduced me. I said, look, sorry, honey, calm down.
All right. Natalia, now you're doing the commentary this year, I'm told.
I said, oh, man, do that there.
That's all right.
I you know what going to happen? He got run, he got
tighten up, firm up. All right, thank all you, dear, thank you. Come in, please. Come in. You may be the second last call. Come in.
Hey, good night. Good night, sir.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. I agree with Queen with the $800 costume. No. One of the things that what I wanted to say, right, is we got to trust somebody. If you can't trust your woman, you can't trust yourself. So everybody calling in and saying the woman should never take the attorney that she should confront your boyfriend. But at the end of the day, if she trusts herself, we all could trust each other. Because if she trusts herself, that $800 will only be for the costume. No, even so, if he didn't give her the costume, and the husband bought the costume, and she went out, the man would have still went up and she the same way.
Correct.
Right or wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So,
that is true.
She, all we have to do is just trust her herself. Right? You got to trust your partner. Now, for the other partner,
you're homesick. You're homesick.
You're homesick.
You're homesick.
We both supposed to go in house to jump tomorrow, which is for the women's day. We ain't jumped for a long time. No. I don't know if she's for both. Go and enjoy yourself. Next year come, both of us can go. We gotta be, we hard up.
All right. If she's homesick, what happened? You can stay home or you can go leave her?
At the end of the day.
But answer the question.
Yes, she is
homesick. You gonna leave her home?
Yes, please.
All right. You know she can feel badly. She can tell why your head is sick as a dog. You going out there jamming up. You know she can tell so.
It would end up going the opposite way around too. We have to be real about it. We have to be real in this point of time.
All right, sir. Let me take the last call here. Last caller, come in, please.
Yes, New York Hurricane.
New York! But we were ever since. Talk to Queen and PC Bruce, man.
Go ahead.
Queen, listen, it's a Beijing Yankee, you know. Your mom was a Beijing Yankee. Yeah.
I want this.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Which mic is speaking about?
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you. Go ahead.
The lady before said the Beijing man didn't know this. I said he was a Beijing Yankee. But anyway, she should take the money, man.
Take the $800.
She should take the money.
She should
take the money.
All right, tell me something.
They got some good heart in me.
If your wife is sick, would you stay home with her or you go down and jump?
If she was sick?
If your wife was homesick, not feeling well, and couldn't jump on Kadumut Day, would you stay home with her and give her that moral support, or would you leave her there, give her a glass of water and some Andrew smelling salts? It was Andrew liver salts.
My wife
got
tell me, go ahead, man, because it's only once a year, so she could hold on for that time.
She can hold on.
So she would let me go.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you bringing home four fish kits for them morning, wrapped up in foil?
Yeah. That's right.
Listen,
guys. Good show, Ken. I can see you soon.
You going to see me soon? When are you coming down here, man?
In a couple of hours.
You're going to be here in a couple of hours. All right. You will get. Collect my number at the front desk.
Will contact you.
Right, okay, good man.
Will contact you.
All right, blessings. Looking forward to seeing you, man.
I listen all the time.
Thank you very much.
But I just listen all the time.
Okay, all man. Guys, good, good. All right.
Peace
and
everybody.
Good night. I want to give a little plug here quick before I go, okay?
Sure, man. You could give two plugs.
Right, The All-Stars Collection Tank, no sponsor by PS Digital and COB Credit Union. All-Stars Collection Tank is opening on this Saturday. This Saturday at the Lloyd Erskine Saturday First Aid at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock in the evening, so you don't gotta worry about driving late at night, not at all. Special price for BART members, $50. I mentioned $40 for BART members. So I want to see everybody at the All-Stars Collection Tank this Saturday. I personally think that because I'll be co-emceeing, one of my other alter egos, Rufus, will also be singing social commentary this year. Big fellas in there, you know, Colin Spence as usual, the announcer, the whole team will be back there. All stars collect to take this Sunday at the Lloyd Erskine Saturday for 4 o'clock p.m.
And if you if your partner if feel good, still bring them along.
And if your partner
right, bring them along, bring them, bring them.
with a brown paper bag, with a brown paper bag.
Hey, I think I thank you. Thanks, thanks, thanks for being here. Yes. Good evening to everybody. Yes. If you want me, have a great day, have a pleasant night. Thanks,
yes, and a proper rest of the week.
Yeah. Listen, PC Brooms, I give you such an invoice. I give you a bill for my services. A big bill.
All right, no problem. No problem.
Have a good day. Have a good night, man. Good night.
Have a good night, Ken.
Blessings, all blessings, right. Blessings.
Neither. I might drown or shark eat me, but